Disney College Podcast Show.
Should I even put the theme song in there?
No, that was pretty good.
This will be Dan will be so bummed. This is the first week without the theme song.
Dan, I overruled.
Well, welcome everybody, as you heard, to what Emmy, our special guest from, you might know her from Sleepy Time, the show that...
I'm from Indiana.
She's on the show Sleepy Time that we sometimes do. I don't think we've done it since May, but sometimes we do it.
It's because I have a lot going on. Yeah. It's just a busy woman.
So my name is Bradley. The other host on this podcast's name is Timothy O'Brien.
Timothy Chalamet?
Hi, yes. I'm Timmy.
Timmy Turner?
Oh, thanks for having me, y'all. This is great. Wow.
So, Timmy, how did you get into this podcast?
I just kind of opened up my laptop and got called by some guy named Bradley, and well, here I am.
Oh God,
that's what happened to me.
What?
How I got here to Massachusetts.
You just opened your laptop and you were transported.
Some guy named Bradley called me, and that's how it ended.
Well,
it seems like I don't know, this guy Bradley, he does this thing where he just calls people on their laptops and just starts this whole crazy, wacky adventure, you know?
I think his whole point of it all may be to ruin lives, or he's a Jehovah's Witness. I can't decide.
I did get a letter from the Jehovah's Witness one time, like a handwritten one that was asking me to join the Jehovah's Witness.
It was really sweet.
Yeah, and I think they did say that if I didn't join, I would go to hell or something like that. But besides that point, it was very nice cursive.
They did. It's in the memory box.
Yes, I did.
I'll have to show it to you, James.
Yeah, we'll bring it to you.
Ooh.
Oh, before we even start, should I do my acceptance speech?
We already started.
Should I do my acceptance speech for my winning of the Vinny Awards, even though they are happening in about 45 minutes from when we're recording?
That's a little bit cocky, but...
All right, are you guys ready? Thank you. That's all I got. Thanks. So, James, what are we talking about today?
Well, today, I'm actually not Timothy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forgot to reintroduce you as James.
Yeah, no, I'm James. I'm the actual other host. Timothy's just a figment of my imagination.
Oh, Epcot reference.
Yeah. But today, we have a pretty interesting set of stuff for you guys. We got some Disney news. We got some music talk. And yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a third thing. I feel like there should be a third thing, but.
Time.
God. Let's start with the Kanye. Let's just get it out of the way.
Let's rip that band-aid off.
So initially the idea for this episode that it was advertised as was that it was going to be a review of the album Donda by Kanye West. His 10th studio album. So last night after I got out of the theater of seeing Old, which is a whole nother story.
Great story. Great film.
Terrible movie. Awful. James, did you want to see the movie Old?
No. Not okay, at good. All.
Because there's a whole plot point in that movie where the kids...
Spoiler alert.
It doesn't matter. If you listen to the show, like, good for you. where the kid's hormones or something start getting really bad. Like,
the whole premise is that they grow up really, really fast on this island. But as they're growing up, their minds are growing up too, which isn't always included. And since his mind was growing up, he was going through puberty rapidly. And then him and this girl which coming into the movie, this boy was 6 years old and the little girl was 3. And at some point in the movie, they got to the ages of like 18 and 16 in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And they ended up doing it and having a baby.
Yeah. And the baby like was born minutes. In 9 minutes because of a month or something.
Oh, God.
And then the baby dies and they barely mention it again.
Oh, God.
So we might have to call the No Highway Option tip line in the middle of this show and suggest that they do this movie.
Oh, man.
Should we do it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I got to figure out the tip line number. For anybody who wants to, if you've never heard of No Highway Option, it is a cinema podcast where they compare every movie to The Pacifier with Vin Diesel.
What a jam.
What a guy.
But they also, there's this plot point in it where apparently Vin Diesel thinks that one of the kids that he is watching is a Nazi. And it turns out he's just in The Sound of Music. So I think that we have a bigger plot point here. So we're going to call on while we're doing the show. Because, you know, that's a great idea.
At 301-941-7493. Please clearly state your name when leaving your message, and you can leave a message about whatever you want. Do you want to correct us on a fact that we got wrong on the show? Do you want to suggest a movie for us? Do you want to talk about our latest episode? Go right ahead. We may use your voicemail in the show, so if you don't want that to happen, please clearly state that before your message, and we will gladly respect your wishes. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you for calling. Have fun.
Hi, this is
Johnny Lumber.
No, that's you can't say Johnny Lumber. That's it's my sister's phone. What's that called? Doxing? Anyway, this is the you can't hear James, but we are calling live on the Disney College podcast. Did you just take the headphone out?
I was doing it so he could hear it.
Oh, no, James can't hear that.
Oh, so James can talk into it.
People don't know what's happening, but. We're calling live from the Disney College podcast, and we're talking about the movie Old and how it has a weirder plot point than The Pacifier, and we want you to add that to your Wheel of Terror or whatever it's called. So, yeah.
Do it or don't. We don't care.
James, do you have anything you'd like to add?
James said, do it.
Do it.
James says, do it, but also subscribe to Toga Tips. He didn't actually say that. All right.
I said one of those things.
He said one of those things. All right. Well, you'll hear this on the show that we put out on Sunday, too. So make sure you listen to the Disney College podcast, which is out every Sunday. Can I do an ad? Is that right?
Are you doing an ad for our show? Or?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bye. And all the Kanye fans just turn this show off. All right, back to Kanye. So essentially what I was going to say is I got home and Kanye's thing was supposed to start at like 7, right? Guess what time it actually started?
I'm going to say closer to midnight.
No, it was like 9 o'clock. But he was 2 hours late. And the rumor is that the person forgot. He forgot his hard drive, so they had to get an Uber to pick up his hard drive and drive it to the stadium.
Oh, God.
But the other rumor is the album was not done, as always. And the other rumor is the album that we listened to, apparently it didn't get the reaction that he wanted, so he didn't play the whole thing.
I believe that one.
Like reaction from the live stream itself or like before it was streamed?
You know what the live stream was, right? The live stream was at Apple played it, but it was at like a stadium in Chicago and people went to it.
Yeah.
And watched him dance around So the people in the crowd didn't react well enough to it. So he got upset and left.
Oh my God.
This I don't actually know.
So I watched the live stream that thing you sent me.
Yes.
And from what I read from an article that people actually paid to go see that. They paid $20 to $50 yeah. to go see that.
$20 to $120.
Yeah.
You know how much the merch was?
Oh, God. I don't even want to
know. $125 a t-shirt. $125 a t-shirt.
I would have bought it.
I honestly would have too, because if you buy those shirts and you can sell them online. Well, no, because you can sell those online for like $1,000, but like.
But you never sell stuff online because you don't like it.
I know.
so what's
the it was a mess.
Don't know. Yeah, we don't. So it started off okay. Like I was like, you know what? This is the best produced sounding Kanye album in a while. But then the opening song, and I don't know any of these song names. This is why this is not an official music talk episode, because I don't. It just repeated for 7 minutes.
It did. It really did.
Like, I don't under. Most of the album is just repeating, like, words.
It's like about God. Scoop.
I wish. That would have been more entertaining. Like, it was. Apparently, someone pointed out there were no drums on this album.
Yeah, no, there was a, oh gosh, there was like a, it's like one of those, an organ. There was organs in the back. There was some chanting. There was some gospel sounds in the back, but no drums.
Yeah. So apparently they are still working on it. And it's still supposed to come out the day that we are recording this. At 10 o'clock. So if it's out, if it's actually out by the time this episode comes out, I will be impressed.
As will I. I was really confused by all of that.
I would be okay if he didn't put it out. There's one rap verse or two rap verses on the entire album, if I remember. You actually watched the video. I just listened to it. Did you actually watch the video?
I did, and it was awful. He was
dressed as like a marshmallow man, like walking around the.
He dressed in like a red like parka. He walked around the stadium with the spotlight on him, and then occasionally he would take a knee and just like he's in pain, and then he'd get up and then he'd like run a little bit and then just repeat that. He didn't even address the crowd in his thing, like. Like, that's the biggest thing. Everyone showed up, and it just started playing, and then he just walked around the stadium. Like, I kind of get why people weren't a fan of it.
Well, I think people weren't a fan of it because half the, of the two rap verses that he, I'm probably wrong on this, but of the two rap verses that he does, they weren't done. He mumbled half the words. Like, you know when people, like, think of a melody and they'll, like, mumble something there so that they can add words later.
Yeah.
Like when Taylor Swift does her songs.
Yeah, he kept that in.
Before she writes.
The only song, and this is why we can't do a music talk on this, because this is all I really have to say about this album. Well, actually, the one that he does actually rap on sounded like old Kanye, which was nice. But besides that, the second half was a little bit better than the first half. But the only song that I thought sounded cool was the one at the very end. And even that wasn't great.
And yeah.
Even Jay-Z popping in couldn't save that.
Yeah, no. I hate to say it, but I think that's probably going to, if the album does come out, that, like, that stunt performance, that's probably gonna hurt it a little bit.
Well, he did this for his past two albums as well, although the last one, or the one from 2016, I think he put it out to buy on his website and then immediately pulled it after the thing and said this is just only going to be on streaming and I'm going to update it whenever I want, and then he changed all the songs. Then his last one was called Jesus is King, and it had the Chick-fil-A song on it.
Oh, my God.
You've heard that, right, James?
No, I don't think I have.
The song where he's like, closed on Sunday, you're my Chick-fil-A?
No, can't say I have.
Number three with the lemonade?
No, I haven't listened to Kanye since, like, 2008, 2007.
Oh, you're...
Were you going to say you're missing out and then you stopped yourself?
Well, here's the thing. this is a terrible argument, but I was talking to my coworkers and they were like, why did, because they've seen me get excited for like two Kanye albums. They're like, why do you even get excited for these? I'm like, because if he ever comes here live, I will go. Because it's going to be a one of a kind experience. He could walk out on the stage and leave. You don't know. You know, you never know who you're getting. He could rant for 45 minutes. He did that. He ranted for 45 minutes and then left one show. He refunded everybody, but they all got to go see a one-of-a-kind experience.
I can see that. You know, I'm kind of bummed I didn't see any Puddle of Mud shows when they came to my town. Before I before we did the Disney College
program.
This isn't like a small tangent. I just got to say this. The town I lived in had a concert venue where Puddle of Mud played. You know, the band that sings Blurry and what else do they sing? She Hates Me.
Yeah.
But yeah, the singer is, he constantly drinks a lot. So he came to the show drunk. And I think at one of the shows he played here, he was arguing with a guy, like, bought his house. He stole the singer's house and he was mad about it. He's like, give it back. This guy stole my house.
You should have went to that show.
I should have. And well, they played multiple times. Like, and both every time they've come, they've had to end the show early because he's a mess.
You should have went. That's just like the Asking Alexandria show where Danny got super drunk and punched a fan because he didn't know who they were. And then he stage dove and nobody caught him.
Oh.
That's when he realized he had a drinking problem, and now he doesn't drink anymore. This was young Danny. This was 2011.
I like old Danny because I got to see him in the real flesh.
You'll get to see him if Asking Alexandria goes on a tour, too.
He was like 10 feet away.
I know he was. We saw him at a small venue.
Mm-hmm.
So, James, well, we'll ask Emmy first.
Emmy, Danny Snow's not.
You didn't hear the album.
Sorry.
You didn't hear the album, Emmy.
Mm-hmm. But that's why I've been so quiet.
What would you give Donda by Kanye West for a grade? It's out of D's.
I'm impartial because we all know my Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I'm not impartial. I'm biased, I mean.
Yes, Taylor Swift
would
be mad if you gave her.
So Kanye gets a negative D. Triple play, triple D, 46 triple D.
So my score for this album is a big old inflated D because the concept is there. Like, it's cool that he actually has structure in the album. Like I think he put his mom's voice onto a robot and had her talk for the interludes, and that's creepy. But the idea was there, unlike the other albums. It just, you know, if you sit on a tube and you're planning to go down a river and a big old boner comes out and hits it with a thing, a boner with like a sharp knife tip on the edge.
A boner with a knife?
I'm just trying to think of things that are G. like, it's going to sink it, right? That's kind of like this album.
Yeah.
I don't know what you just said.
Okay, what I essentially mean is, say you stab the raft that you were going to be on is full of air, right?
Yep.
Well, this album, the concept is there. But it's like you took a knife to it and stabbed it so all the air leaked out, just so all the good parts of this album leaked out.
Still not following. James' okay. turn.
Well, no, I got a question for James first.
Yes.
What do you think is better, this album or The Fall of Hobo Johnson?
Oof. Oh, man. I'm going to say this album only because it had a concept there.
This album's better?
Only slightly.
Wow, James did not like the fall of Hobo Johnson.
I did not.
That what really, was the concept of this? What was the concept of the Kanye album?
Jesus.
That's it?
And his mom. It was an album dedicated to his mom, where she praised him the whole time.
That's a little weird.
I don't know. Here's the thing, though. I think we could come back in a week when this actually comes out. If there's one party song on this album, then that's fine by me. I'll give the album a like half up D.
I mean, I think Attila had more of a party song than this album did you
listen to Attila?
I listened to half the album, and I'd say that that country song, the day drinking song, that's a party song. Yeah. I didn't get a party vibe at all from this album.
Yeah, I have my own thoughts on the Attila album. And quickly, I'll just say it's... Well, what did you give Kanye first? What do you give Kanye?
I give it the littlest D possible. And the reason I do... A Donald D?
A Donald D?
The littlest Donald D. But yeah, I couldn't vibe with it. The whole thing felt like oil and water. And I think...
That's what it
is. I think the fact he keeps moving the album... Like, if this was like... If he came out and dressed everyone, it's like, the album's not ready yet. We're going to play, like, half the songs for you. And, like... I don't know. It just had more to it. I feel like the presentation would have made it better for me, but...
Would it make you feel better if you knew that he's done this the past three albums? But only two of them have come out.
I mean,
he had a like, whole promotional
like the same thing. Like, did he just like walk around the stadium and take a knee like he was in pain a couple times and then run around?
But he did it for this album already, or it was called Yandi. And then he changed it to Donda. It was supposed to come out exactly a year ago. And then he just stopped talking about it.
Exactly a year ago today?
Exactly a year ago, like 2 days ago.
Oh, a year ago today, Taylor Swift's Folklore album came out. And then there was God.
Well,
and then there was light.
James, we'll talk more about the Attila album later, but I don't like it. When you say you listened to half of it, did you just listen to the singles?
I listened to the first half of the album.
Oh, you actually did?
Yeah.
The first song is just, you can't hear what he's saying.
First song, basically all I can say is first song was Chelsea Grin. And yeah. If anyone doesn't know who that is, you should go check them out. It's pretty awesome. Everything else is like kind of a mix of like old Attila with new Attila. And then I got to that G-Squad song and
that's the worst song on the album.
That's where it lost me. I was like, I'm done. I'm going to go eat my burger now.
Well, good news for you is I accidentally have an extra copy of that album. So that is your birthday gift. You are welcome.
Yay.
Congratulations,
James.
It's a signed copy of a pretty mediocre album.
Yeah. G-Squad, 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 G-Squad.
That's the lyrics.
That are the lyrics.
Here's the thing. I did listen to it again today and all besides G-Squad. Except for the rapping part. I like the rapping parts of G-Squad, but all besides G-Squad and the Las Vegas song, I didn't mind the album. Oh, and the Broken Happy song. So essentially it's like a 6 out of 10 or something for me. And they put out the last song as like the lead song again. So that automatically gives a 1D down.
Down D.
Yeah. But we'll talk about it more when you've heard it.
So like in Kanye's album, does he have any songs where he goes, praise be to Kanye?
No.
I think he's losing out there.
He should. He does compare... Jay-Z does compare them at one point to Jesus and God.
Well, he should know.
Yeah.
Why is it okay that Ariana Grande compares herself to God, but Kanye can't? That's my real question.
What? I don't understand the question. Kanye, I'm confused by the question, but we'll.
It's so why is it okay that Ariana Grande? Because she had the God is a Woman song. So why can she say that she is God, but Kanye can't? I'm just being devil's advocate.
Well, I think more of Kanye, she did it once in a song she didn't write, and Kanye wrote a song in 5 minutes called I Am a God, all about hurrying up with his damn croissants, and then put a featuring God on it, because, but now he claims to be religious. Ariana Grande has not claimed to be religious, so.
She is Italian. She's religious by blood.
Oh, God.
That's just how it is. Italians are always some sort of Catholic.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Ciao, Bella.
I don't know what any of this means. So do you want to move on to Disney stuff? Because I feel like that is the... We only have about 20 minutes, unfortunately. Because as people know, as you know, because we talk about this and I don't edit it out, the Vinnies start and I'm nominated and I hope everybody voted for me. So
I voted.
Oh, thank you. It better have been for me.
I'm just going to say I voted.
James, if I don't win.
I'll never tell.
You got to remember this deal, James. If I don't win, we're never doing this show again.
Oh, no.
All right, so let's move on.
A real threat there.
Disney news.
Disney's am I having a stroke? Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
Happily Ever After is ending.
Oh, no.
As well
the
as
the day after Epcot we leave. For,
week after we leave.
No, we leave on the 25th.
Yeah, it ends on, like, the 31st.
Yep.
It ends the last day of September.
So, like, a day.
But, yeah, no, we lucked out. That's going to be sad that show's gone.
That's... Everyone, when I hear a really sweet story, I think James knows it. So, let me just tell it real quick. On the last day of our Disney College program, James was still there, of course, because he stayed a long time and did really well there. And instead, we were the ones who, Bradley didn't term himself, but I sure damn did. And so we went to the Happily Ever After that night, the night before I termed myself.
That sounds dark.
And we went there. And it started raining and everyone was all upset. But then it started the Happily Ever After. And it was just a really cute moment because it was raining and we were the only ones not wearing ponchos.
We were soaked.
We were very obviously cast members.
Aw.
It was sweet. Yeah, but then I termed myself and I told a lie about it. And then my boss called and said, Emmy, why aren't you at work? And I said... Oh, I just turned myself. I'm sorry. I'm not coming in today or ever.
And then we left.
Screw you, Tracy. You were a jerk.
Aww.
I don't think her name was Tracy, so it doesn't matter.
Well, the one that surprised the one that surprises me is that Epcot Forever's leaving. That didn't start until a year ago, right? Before the pandemic ended.
Yeah, so the deal with that one, that was just a temporary show. What they were going to do was that took over after
Rivers of Light?
No, this is Epcot Forever.
What was that other one? It's one of my favorite shows, too. Whatever show they had at Epcot for like 30 years.
When it would have fire?
Yeah, the Earth would blow up.
Yeah.
I always use that show as an excuse to go on rides quicker.
Okay, you know what? I need to get the name of this. It's going to bother me all night.
It's called, the World Showcase.
Big old boring explosion.
Epcot World Showcase.
The Epcot Boring Express.
Illuminations. Illuminations is what it was called.
I was far off from that.
But yeah, that ended in September 2019. And then Epcot Forever was supposed to be their temporary show until the beginning of 2020, where they were going to do, I guess they're doing like an animation themed show.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
What?
But then the pandemic happened and that kind of delayed it a bit. But well, I'm glad to see it's coming. I wasn't really a fan of Epcot Forever. There's like children singing and it's just kind of creepy.
Well, that will fit in perfectly with like the horror themed of like Magic Kingdom at night, you know?
What?
Like in October, the children.
It's not horror. It's not even scary.
Mickey's Boo Bash.
Yeah, it's not gonna be scary. They can't do that.
Oh, I beg to differ. It's gonna be super scary. It's
gonna be spooky.
It's gonna be goofy.
What? Did you see the Did you see the what they added for Halloween Horror Nights?
No, what did they
Universal?
Add?
The Exorcist.
Ooh.
I'm not going to that.
There's a maze.
Ew. It's just like the video games.
The two mazes at Halloween Horror Nights are Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh my God.
And The Exorcist. And Texas Chainsaw, I guess one of the things, because you know, in that movie, there's a scene where she's running and you hear the chainsaw, mm-hmm. like from far away, get closer and stuff like that. In the maze, I'm pretty sure they play the chainsaw noises throughout the whole thing.
Ooh.
We'll be leaving Universal early that day.
I don't want to do that.
Well, no, you have to pay separately. So we ain't paying for that.
Ew. Dan's going to stay, isn't he?
No, he's not. I think
we'll
it's
we'll go
one
to
of
dinner
those,
or something.
I don't think no, because I mean you have to pay like a lot extra. It's a couple hundred extra.
No, you can just go to dinner at the outside thing and listen to everyone scream.
Oh, I thought you meant Dan doing it. I'm like, Dan could do it, but I don't think he will. I think.
James, did you go to Universal a lot whenever you were in Disney? Whenever we
No, I never actually went because I didn't really have the time that I wanted to buy a pass for it.
Yeah,
I feel that.
I think I jumped in right whenever I went, and I was like, screw it, I'm going to get a pass with my credit card.
That's what I was going to do.
And then I screwed myself.
Yeah. I'm happy I didn't. But I still have never been. So, you know, like, knock on wood here, but it's going to pour out the one day that I go.
Did you hear that?
I heard
that. I knocked
knock.
On wood.
Gonna knock on wood.
So... Happily Ever After is gone.
It's not gone yet.
Well, it's going to be gone October 1st, which I mean, the show for the 50th must be really good, so I...
God, I'm kind of sad we're going to miss it. We should have gone, like, September 25th to the to the beginning of October.
Well, apparently, that's going to be super busy, you know why?
Because of the new stuff?
Yeah, and October, apparently. Every Boo Bash is sold out.
Yep.
Boob bash. It's when Mickey takes off his shirt and you see his little mouse boob.
And he starts shaking.
He sprays milk all over the audience.
Oh, God.
He is just nasty on this show.
No,
My father listens to this.
This is the nastiest the show has been since it started. We don't talk about poop anymore. We really don't.
Thank goodness.
The show has cleaned itself out so, like, to the point that we have lost listeners. Because we don't talk like that anymore. Me and James actually have intellectual conversations on this show now.
Do you want to talk about something gross?
Like what?
I got my tooth pulled on Monday.
Oh.
Everyone already knows, though. Because this is all I've talked about all week. It was drama. It was a traumatic experience. And now my tooth is floating inside of a... jar in the bathroom.
God.
Hey.
Well, James, I hope you like teeth.
Throw
because,
it away.
Because along with the Attila CD,
oh, no.
We also got you a tooth straight from Emmy's body.
Oh.
But a little chip's in it because my doctor accidentally nicked it while he was trying to pull my tooth out. And this took 45 minutes to pull one freaking tooth out of my mouth.
Oh, God.
It hurt so bad. And I'm laying there, and he's, like, choking me because he has his hand in my mouth, and it's pushing my tongue back to where it covers where my air comes through from my nose. And I couldn't breathe out of my mouth because my tongue was covering that hole, too. And so I was choking and dying, and I was like, and then he chipped the tooth off, and it flew to the back of my throat, and I coughed it up.
Oh, man. Oh.
It that was sounds like so a horrible eventful. Experience. So eventful. Then I came home and my whole mouth was numb, and now my mouth hurts so bad that I have an ice pack on it as we speak. It's hurt all week. I think I have a fever.
I don't think you do. I think my hand was just cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those cold hands. Those cold.
Do we have any other Disney news here?
His clammy hands, like a little toothbrush clam.
What?
I don't know. What did you say?
I didn't. I don't think I saw anything else besides the fireworks shows.
I saw that our
did
boy.
Did you see Fantasmic?
What? I did. Oh well, not recently.
I know because we started fighting right before we were supposed to see it. It was funny. What were you fighting about?
I think you were just really stressed out.
Yes.
Then you thought I was mad at you.
Yeah, because you aren't very good with your emotions in public places. I mean, you're very good at holding them back, but I can't freaking see them.
My boss actually told me he thinks I've been calmer recently.
It's crazy how good you are at not being crazy.
Well, no, he just I'm said crazy. In general, because I was telling him about how I have an appointment coming up, and he was just like, he goes, hey, what? Because I don't know if you ever get stuff like this, but you've been a lot calmer and like more focused lately and stuff. And I'm like, oh.
You really have. James, you would be proud because he was very good on the whole vacation. And, you know, I was a mess on that entire vacation down to see my family. I don't think people realize how crazy it can get to go see your family after a long time.
It's to all of her family listening, it was a great time. Like, we had a lot of fun.
That's not what I'm saying. No. Freaking insane.
What I'm saying, though, is yes, it's very, it's just a lot of drive. It's exhausting from the driving.
I was sick.
Yeah, she was sick.
I barfed.
She barfed.
Can you believe that?
It rained.
It rained. It poured.
Like a lot?
We rode
just
on a boat.
The drive.
Yeah, James, listen to this. Every single time that Bradley would drive on the way down there, it would rain. And every time I would drive, it was sunny. It was so funny.
Wow. The sky didn't like you, Brad. It really didn't like you.
Every city. It's like 24% chance of rain. Yeah, Bradley's driving through that. And we got him to eat Skyline chili. Have you ever had that?
I can't say I have. What's Skyline Chili?
Oh, it is bomb. Bradley, do you want to explain it?
So it's like noodles?
It's spaghetti noodles.
With hamburger?
Hamburger? No. I mean, it is hamburger, but it's chili. Like, if you say hamburger, it's kind of gross sounding. It's spaghetti noodles, chili, and a huge mound of cheese on top. And you can get it with onions, and you can get it with beans, too. And whenever you order it, if you want it just with the noodles, chili, and cheese, that's a three-way. And if you get it with beans, chili, and cheese, then that's a four-way. And then if you get everything, it's a five-way.
Ooh.
I think that's so funny, and nobody ever makes that joke when I go to get Skyline chili. I'm cracking myself up.
Did you guys see the TikTok of the girl asking Gaston a question?
Yes.
She said, Gaston, my boyfriend just broke up with me. Will you go out with me? And he said, sorry, I'm looking for the most beautiful woman in town.
Isn't
ooh.
Burn.
That's the only time that someone with Disney can be mean. Well, not exactly. Actually, that's not even mean. That's more of a like a I wouldn't call it a diss.
Yeah.
He roasted her.
Yeah, it was a roast.
Out of trouble though.
Like sarcastic. You can't like safely be sarcastic in it whenever you're a Disney face character, unless you're Gaston or Peter Pan. Peter Pan's pretty sarcastic too.
The only Disney other news I saw was that our boy Bob Chapek, you know, the guy who looks like, what does he look like again,
James? Howie Mandel. He's Howie Mandel. He doesn't look like Howie Mandel. He is Howie Mandel.
Never been seen in the same place. apparently, him and Bob Iger, Big Bob. Big Bob and Howie don't really like each other.
Who would have guessed?
Apparently he made a face like there was tension between the Bobs. Over, I think it's over Black Widow too.
Wait, what? I don't
know. To be fair, I can't look at the article because insider.com says I need to subscribe to their website.
Oh, I hate that. I'm not
doing that. So we're getting to the point where we need to wrap it up because I need to go see myself win an award.
Can we get ice cream?
What?
let's eat ice cream. Ice cream sounds good.
Ice cream.
I want to pitch Emmy our idea or my idea that I had today.
What is it?
Picture this. So, you know, you know how we're going away to see James South Carolina?
James is going to come see us when we're going to go see him?
No. But you know South Carolina? Yes. The state? When we go there, what if we made an episode, not while we were there, like the week before, we recorded an episode every day, so there were 7 days of the Disney College podcast.
Ooh.
What?
Nobody wants that.
All right, well, you heard it here. We are not doing that.
Oh, I was looking forward to it.
Aww.
Oh no! Oh no! No! No!
You're sarcastic.
I probably.
James, are you Gaston now?
I don't think he was thrilled about the idea earlier. So, James, tell them about your Pokemon show.
Well, I have a Pokemon show.
Yeet.
It's called Togetips.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Togetips.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we talk about Pokemon stuff. Talk about the games, talk about news, all that fun stuff.
Oops.
We're on if you want to check us out, we're on YouTube and sometimes I update the social media. I've been kind of slacking lately, but might post some stuff soon. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, just like I've been slacking on the social media. But much like our, which you can follow us at DCollegePod.
Wait, James, you should post a video of yourself doing impressions of Pokemon for your next post.
Yeah, just screen record your face and be like, Pikachu! Jigglypuff!
Meow!
Wordle.
Pika, Pika!
No, James, that was too good of an impression.
That was really good, James.
What you have to do is just be like, Squirtle.
Pokemon names, but they're fancy.
No, do one where you're showing people how to pronounce Pokemon names. So that,
people start just pronouncing them wrong for generations.
Well, no, my grandmother calls it Pokemon, so...
I love your grandma.
So you need to teach people what it actually is, James. Be like, it's not Pokemon, it is Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Peek-a-chew. Like a sneeze. Peek, like you're hiding, and you're peeking from your hands. A-chew, and then you sneeze, and your location is thing, and Goofy comes to get you.
Oh no. Goofy's trial part 2 is going to happen.
Oh god.
I can feel it now.
Clefairy.
All right, James, do you have any more to say to the audience?
If you're going to listen to Kanye's new album, you know, Do so at your own risk. I mean,
yeah. Wait till next week where we tell you what we thought of the actual version, which I doubt James will turn it on. I'll probably skim through it at this point. But
ooh wee.
Yeah, it's not good. Emmy, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
All I can think about is how I used to do the Ash impression like every day of my life. From Pokemon.
Would you like to end the show with your Ash impression?
Do it.
What's something Ash says?
Look at all those Pokemon.
No, we didn't.
I'm sure he said that at least once. I mean, he's been doing this for like
Pokemon.
Like 20 plus years.
This is gonna be terrible. All right, everybody.
I want to be
Pikachu. I can't do it anymore. Pikachu, Pikachu, Pikachu.
The first one kind of sounded like Rick from Rick and Morty.
Come on, Pikachu, let's go. That's terrible.
That was amazing.
Come on. All right,
everybody. I gotta go see myself win an award. James, are you gonna watch me win an award?
I'm gonna watch you win an award. Wait, where can we find that? Where can we watch that?
Well, I mean,
Twitch.
Yeah, you gotta go to Twitch. I'll send you the link. To everybody else, I won't send you the link because it's already over. But you can find a replay of it. I believe they're posting it on their podcast thing, which is No Highway Option, the place that we called before. And if you want to follow us, that's DCollegePod everywhere. I would only follow us on Instagram because I do not post on the other ones.
I thought Twitter was... Oh, no, Instagram was your baby.
Yes. Do you want the passwords now to all the other accounts?
I'm good. I'm good. That's
no,
all
I'll
you.
I'll give them to you. They're yours. They are yours now.
No. They've always been yours. They're my gift to you.
No.
Happy birthday.
No, they're yours.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh. Should we just give them to Emmy?
What holiday is coming up? It's Christmas in July.
Happy birthday, James. Here's a sign to tell a CD, Emmy's Tooth, a Bear Tooth album. Or not the album.
Hey.
No, the CD. I have an extra CD.
Uh-huh. And, I thought you were going to give away my record I won.
No.
Oh, you won a record?
I don't even listen to Beartooth.
Nice.
I won a record. Yay. Bradley's now. He won Taylor Swift stuff once and gave it to me.
Yeah, so you'll get all of that, and you will have...
$6 million.
No, the social media logins. That's where we were going with that.
It's the next best thing. Wow.
It's a check from Ed McMahon. You just won $1 million. Don't spend it all in one place.
I don't know what that's from, but now we're going to end the episode.
From a Cinderella story.
All right. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did that make it into the episode?
This is still going.
Oh, it's still going? Yay! It did.
All right. Bye, everyone.
See ya.